good afternoon or good morning or good evening, my friend. I'm not sure what time of day it is or where you are, but I'm at a crossroads. I'm leaving one highway and onto another one after a wonderful weekend in Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia. Gathering in Wendy and Brian's household with the leadership of Maura and Greg and others who came into the circle, a little more than 20, I believe. We, as we say in the contemporary world, in our lingo about life, we went deep. We took time with each other. And now we take time to, together, here. Take it in and hold it in our hand and then offer it up and just allow a little while to open. Open our hearts. Open a deep understanding of what it is to rest and meditate and sit and all those wonderful words that help us know that we're opening up to a God presence that is beyond words. That is the one who is with us now. The one who has formed us, and the one who abides deep within us, I believe, each of us. And we were saying this over the weekend. We were speaking it in many conversations I was blessed to have, some of them aching for unity, for healing between peoples at an anguishing time in human history, in the history of the earth, just the brokenness of everything. And yet the smiles, the sitting beside, the breaking bread in Eucharist, the food brought to a home and the sitting later than we thought with lemonade or wine and great conversations that take us deep. We all want to go deep, like a stream or a river, and find the one well that is in us. And so a reading I'd like to offer, and just a few comments here as I leave one highway and head out to another. As I've come from Maryland now into Pennsylvania and soon back into New York State and home to the mountain and tomorrow to Bonnie's, I just feel a deep unity with you and so many as I sit in a car in a parking lot. As I've taken time in prayer reading a bit of St. Paul, who tells us for himself, and I would say for me, to live is Christ. To live a life is to live a life with Christ and Christ abiding in us, Christ deep within, deep, deep, deep within us. Enough that we would find that bond and unity that is given to us, and maybe it is a God that you have no name for, and I reverence and trust that truth. For all names just try to reach to a mystery of one who is so really present, deeply alive in us, that we are able to be alive, live a life, live a day, travel as I am, be in the company of others. And so, a bit of a reading from Merton and just a few more words. And the deepest level of communication is not communication, but communion. It is wordless. It is beyond words. It was beyond speech. It is beyond concept. Not that we discover a new unity. We discover an older unity. We discover, my sisters and brothers, we are already one. But we imagine that we are not. And what we have to discover is our original unity. What we have to be is what we are. Often I may have opened up the theme around the word imagine, the activity of imagining. And it's challenging because sometimes imaginations or imaging leads us to a place that isn't the truth, not the unity, and it supports disparity and brokenness. It stirs fear in us. But this passage from Merton for me brings a smile to my face and a confidence of the truth of all the experiences of this weekend. we imagine that we are not one, but as soon as we're together, and I heard a beautiful request, acknowledgement of the richness of sitting in meditation together. Yes, each of us on our own or within our own hearts would be opening to the depth, the deep truth of being here, now, sitting, meditating, breathing. And to have other women and men, young and old, as companions in the circle of this sort of sitting is such a blessing. We do this in your home, as we do now in many different cities and places, at least a few. And if you're interested and would like to be in touch with us, I'd be glad to direct you through our website. Check it out and look us up. But right now, let's look again deep. Let's risk it. That wordless place, that stream beyond words, beyond speech, as Merton says, beyond concept. So it's an imagining without images. It's discovering our original unity. What we have to be is what we are. It's striking, isn't it, that it's almost not a task, but a taking time, a falling back into the arms, I would say, of our Creator, the one who has made us one, so that we would be one. An older unity, our original unity. My sisters and brothers, I don't know where you're journeying today as you sit or stand or walk or rest or... But let us breathe. Breathe in the breath, the life that is given to us. With Paul, I find myself saying, for me, life is Christ. The crossover. The light, the excruciating oneness that welcomes us to be welded together well enough that we would reach out from that wellness, that well of depth, and love and care for one another. Let us pray before all fear and for all that would lead us from other places that we would find our way to this original unity. That we would smile, that we would breathe, that we would find peace, for we are one. Relish it now. Enjoy it. Blessings, my friend, Dan Riley, and I'm glad with Greg and others that we continue to travel together.
One in faith and one in service, let God's people sing His praise. To the Lord of earth and heaven, hearts and hands and voices raised. Word of Christ, the world's Redeemer, rich in mercy, truth, and grace. In God's kingdom, thou shalt triumph, peace and joy.